There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. China said it firmly opposes the test and will summon North Korea's ambassador over it. Russia described the test as a flagrant violation of international law, while the European Union condemned the test as a grave violation of UN resolutions. For the US's reaction, our correspondent Simon Marks joins us live from Washington. Most fair-minded individuals around the world, Simon, would say something between boy cried wolf and so what. Have we got it wrong?
Well, I think there's going to be a very interesting test of that choice coming up at the UN Security Council in the light of this detonation of some kind of device by North Korea. But the difficulty is that the United States and the other members of the UN Security Council have in reacting to all of this is that they still don't quite know what happened. The White House was burning the midnight oil here after news came in of that 5.1 tremor from North Korea that reached all the way up to the Chinese border. But a White House spokesman says that the United States cannot confirm North Korea's claim that it in fact tested a hydrogen bomb device, though the White House insists that it expects North Korea to live up to its various international obligations and commitments. In other words, if they don't know exactly what the North Koreans did test, and it's going to be several weeks before they have precise information because they now have to gather air samples and the like and start putting them through a fairly invigorating scientific process, if they don't know what caused this, it's very difficult for them to react beyond going to the United Nations Security Council and once again making the case that the United States and the other members of the Security Council expect a certain mode of behavior from North Korea, and they suspect that North Korea has diverted from that mode of behavior. So difficult for the world to react given that the world community doesn't yet exactly know what the North Koreans did.
With Christmas and New Year's in the intervening period, Simon, it would seem as if Pyongyang is saying, maybe you didn't hear me the first time, or is the White House actually saying it's time to verify whether the claims of a high successful bomb test took place today?
Well, they definitely want to verify, but they can't verify immediately simply because the scientific process takes several weeks to conclude. But I think that there are analysts here in Washington who will say, look at the context for all of this. It comes after President Obama has spoken at great length and often about America's slowly improving relationship with Cuba. It comes at a time when the United States hopes that the nuclear agreement that it signed with Iran in 2015 yields fruit in 2016. It comes at a time, in other words, when the United States says it's possible to redefine the relationship that America has with some of its more difficult interlocutors around the world. And suddenly here is North Korea saying, look at me, this many here believe is an attention-seeking move by the North Korean government, but they don't write this off completely. I mean, whatever this device was, it did create substantial physical reverberations on the ground in North Korea, reaching all the way up to the Chinese border. The United States certainly wants to know what happened. The Chinese presumably also want to know what happened. And one of the things that I think we will see at the United Nations Security Council is a further test of the extent to which China is going to stand by its traditional ally in North Korea, because Washington has been putting pressure on the Chinese to distance themselves from North Korea. I think over the course of the next few hours, we'll get a fresh opportunity to see just to what extent there is now daylight in the relationship between Beijing and Pyongyang.
What does recent history tell us about the course of action that many of the permanent members will be able to take in terms of a to-do list? And what do you think North Korea might be thinking as to why we should announce such a course of action immediately at this time? And what do you think we can extract in terms of concessions and so forth going forward?
Well, look, I think, to be honest, I mean, cynicism, I suspect, in the analytical community is going to prevail over this upcoming meeting of the United Nations Security Council. Many of the permanent five members will go into the chamber and engage in the pro forma condemnation of North Korea's behavior, condemnation of behavior that they still can't accurately define, because, as we've said, it's going to take a while to understand exactly what had happened. There will, of course, be the reminder that North Korea lives under a regime of sanctions by the United States and several other countries. Mm. And, of course, a threat potentially to tighten that sanctions regime, even as the United States, the South Koreans and their other regional partners express the hope that at some point North Korea may return to the negotiating table and repeat their oft-stated claims that there is a path for North Korea back from the abyss. And the North Koreans almost certainly will not particularly worry about the rhetoric that emerges from that UN Security Council meeting, with one caveat, and that caveat being what the Chinese have to say about this and the position that China takes, given the proximity historically of its relationship with North Korea and the pressure that it's under, and the signals that it's sent that it is reconsidering its traditional alliance with Pyongyang and is willing, has been willing in the past, to put some leverage on Kim Jong-un in a bid to encourage him to change his behavior.
There seems to be a certain predictability in terms of the foreign policy aspect of this, but in your own reporting, you've reminded us many times that a lot of this is done for domestic consumption. Is there any danger that this might be in order to consolidate his control at home, Kim Jong-un's?
Well, I mean, there is, of course, that concern and that belief here in the United States, and, you know, continued interest in some of the sort of more recent unsolved mysteries of the North Korean hierarchy, including that somewhat mysterious car accident that was ascribed to the death of a very senior North Korean official who was very close or was believed to be very close to Kim Jong-un shortly before the new year. So this, in a sense, adds to that sense of mystery. The United States, I think, will recognize that it has the potential to try and gild Kim Jong-un's reputation within his own country. Certainly, if you've seen the television news bulletin making the announcement of this alleged test in North Korea, there was a great deal of patriotic fervor surrounding that broadcast, as is now traditional. But, you know, I think it's also important, Will, to make the point that what happens in North Korea in no way stays in North Korea. And here in the United States, where a nascent race for the White House is beginning to hot up, we have already seen some candidates on the presidential trail wading in. Just a few hours ago, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, who would like to be the Republican Party's presidential candidate in November 2016, issued a statement blaming all of this on what he referred to as Obama-Clinton foreign policy, and saying this just further proves that the United States needs a leader who is willing to stand up to Kim Jong-un and other leaders like him. So even if this was primarily designed for domestic consumption within North Korea, it is an event that has all sorts of ripples, both physical ripples, but also symbolic ripples around the world.
Right. May you live in interesting times. Careful what you wish for, as ever. Thanks, Simon. Good to talk to you. And Happy New Year to you, my friend. You're listening to the news on 938. Live correspondent Simon Marks there, reporting on the announcement by Pyongyang that they have successfully conducted a hydrogen bomb test. More news in just a moment. Stay tuned.
938 Live gets you talking. This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.